trees. What are you going to do with that? It's much better when it's 20 or 10 or minus 5. I'll take that over 80 any day.
Hey, yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, at least, you know, you keep going all day outside if it's 80 degrees, Roger.
My point is you can't do anything when it's 80 degrees outside. If you're outside and you're working, it's miserable when it's 80 degrees. So, I don't know who likes 80 degrees. It doesn't compute to me. I'll much take 60, 50, 40, you know, those are great temperatures. 80 is just absolute misery to me. If you try to do anything outside, it's even more misery.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, yeah. No, you're right. 80 is too hot. You can't be, you know, on the 80. You have to have a hat, and you got to move around quickly before you sweat. It's not enjoyable on 80-degree weather. Really, it's not. You know, I mean, I don't mind 70, 60, 55. It's okay. Roger.
Yeah, that's kind of my point. Like, if it's... I'm always doing stuff, working on stuff, working outside, and like if it's 80, it's miserable. If it's 60, it's better. If it's 50, that's great. 50 is about perfect for working people. I don't understand these people who say, oh, I love 80 degrees, 70 degrees. Like, yeah, obviously you don't work, because if you work, then you wouldn't like that.
Well, see, that's, you're right, they don't work. They're under the air all day. That's for sure.
Well, I used to do asbestos removal when I was younger, and yeah, that was even more miserable, because that was, most of those jobs were in the summer when it was 70, 80 degrees. Yeah, there is. You'd have to build the enclosure, and it got even more hot. Yeah, it was brutal. Your dehydration was a problem.
Yeah, you're right. But when I was young, I was doing, you know, shingles. Off, you know, at the old days, there was Farmer Jack. I don't know if you know that or not. We were doing all the shingles for about 5 of them. And it's so hot there. I mean, you don't need no T-shirt. That's for sure.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, no, I am well aware of Farmer Jack. My mom used to work there, and also my parents met there. My mom and my dad worked there. That's where they met, at a Farmer Jack's in East Detroit.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of them around. And then somebody bought them, went out, but bought all of them, all these Farmer Jack's, you know. I don't know the name of it. Sometime it gets on my mind the name of it, sometime not. And that's he bought about 15 of them, he bought. And I believe Kroger bought the rest of them.
Yeah, that's my recollection, is that Kroger bought out Farmer Jack.
Yeah, and was that 79? 79, we bought AMP. That AMP was stripped out. That to work all 8 days a week instead of 7 days a week. Work, get it all done, and open it up. And really, we did good business out there. We did, a year, we did about $1.25 million.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, Farmer Jack bought out A&T a long, long time ago. My dad used to work for A&T. That's where he started. And then Farmer Jack bought him out, and that's where he met my mom. And then, yeah. And I came along, apparently.
Yeah, but now it's no more Farmer Jack. I heard Radio Shack is coming back. Is that right?
I don't think I've heard that one. I have to look it up.
What else I heard? There's one in Grand Rapids. That's what they say. I don't know how true that is. But they know, those guys, they were doing good. Don't know what happened.